Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So this afternoon, shortly just prior to our dismissal, Lockport High School administrators were made aware of a written threat which was discovered in one of our classrooms. The threat was shared with the staff who brought it right to the administrators. And then out of an abundance of caution, we immediately enacted our emergency evacuation procedures with the support of the Lockport City School District, the Lockport City Police Department. My apologies. Students were and staff were promptly evacuated to the nearby Keenan Center. And from there, our children who ride buses were transported home as usual. All of our walkers were released to go home when the time was appropriate, and then students who are typically picked up were released to their parents. Okay. The Lockport Police Department is still in the process of conducting a comprehensive investigation on this incident from earlier today, including a full sweep of the high school building. We expect to have that sweep done within the next hour and complete it shortly thereafter. We understand that today's evacuation may have caused some concerns for some of our community members, but please, we want everyone to understand and to know that of an abundance of safety and precaution, we wanted to make sure everybody was good, and so we wanted to make sure that everybody was safe, and for the well-being of our students and staff, which is our top priority, we enacted the emergency evacuation that we did, basically. The decision to evacuate again was made to ensure the safety and of our staff and students, but also to allow law enforcement to conduct their thorough investigation, which also, again, includes that sweep of the building. The Lockport City School District takes and treats issues such as this very seriously. Every incident is fully investigated, and we will follow and use our code of conduct when addressing situations such as this matter. Later this evening, we will issue a written statement of what occurred, all of our parents and legal guardians, and also share that information with our community through our webpage. In addition, we will share information about the reopening of our school for next week. We would like to thank the Lockport City Police Department for all of their collaborative efforts. We also want to make sure that we thank all of our especially the staff from the high school who really worked very collaboratively together to get all of our students from the building and picked up from their parents or dropped off to home with really no difficulty. The staff was just top notch and did an excellent job. So I just wanted to share that.
Perfect. Right. Question, if I'm not sure what you can answer, obviously the investigation's ongoing. Is there anything that you can tell us about what the written statement implied, what it was, any of that?
Well, the only thing I can share is that the written statement could be considered to be a threat to our schools. We looked thoroughly into it, which is why we, right away enacted our evacuation procedures.
Does this have any connection, like I said earlier in the investigation, with the situation that happened on June 11th? That was sent out, posted on the website about a threat on TikTok.
Yeah, at this time, no. It does not appear that there is any relation at all with that.
So it was just some sort of written statement on a piece of paper, on a desk?
On a piece of paper.
Okay.
Yes.
Where
small
detail. What's the paper?
In a classroom.
In a classroom?
Yes.
In a desk?
On the floor in a classroom.
Does anyone recall the last time in high school or any Lockport school was evacuated?
I don't recall the last time that the school had to be evacuated, so I would not be able to give you that today.
What time did the evacuation begin?
It began approximately around 2:03, 2:04 this afternoon, just prior to our normal dismissal time, which is around 2:14.
Okay.
Yeah.
So students just walked over to...
Yes. So students walked over to the Keenan Center along with staff. Yes.
Were any after-school activities scheduled today that were canceled because of this?
There, any activities that were going on have been canceled, but there are no activities at this time.
So there were some that were canceled.
There were a couple things I think were going on, but anything that was occurring, everything's been canceled for the rest of the day.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.